Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pookie bear.
Your Lammy Lumpkin.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex. Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex. So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to fourparents.gov, you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry. I'll always be your little muffin head. Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path, one that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free. Let there be peace. Let there be peace in the earth.
I need to know. I need to declare. I need to set the intention to see through the eyes of God. Then I can release, relax, and then relate. Either way, you're going to relate, but it just depends on how you're relating with your folks. Yes, indeed. I need to see. I want to see. I desire to see from your perspective. Dear God, Holy Spirit, Mother Divine, Father, Mother God, Divine Intelligence, because when I'm in that space, I can trust the process. Beautiful prayer by Valerie Joy, Valerie J-O-I. Her website address is valeriejoi.com, valeriejoy.com. Set me free. Set me free. Set me free. Oh, wait. I am free because I feel peace in my heart. Now I feel the peace. I see the peace in the world. Thank you, Vicky Bias Beckwith. Om Shanti. Beautiful, powerful sisters who are grounded in their truth, living their own truth, and pushing through, embracing all of life, and inspiring us through their experience. When they feel stuck, they write a song called Set Me Free. When craziness is going on, they write a song called Om Shanti. And then we hear it, we say, oh my God, I love that song. Through their life experiences, they get to inspire us. Which part of your life? What are you going through today? What are you experiencing right now that is an inspiration to somebody else? But you're wasting too much time judging it. Ooh, it's those funky times that you connect with the most truth. Ricky Bias Beckwith, weletitbe.com is her website, weletitbe.com. Om Shanti was the song. We also have, as we always do, Carly Jackson with the affirmation, the beginning of the show. You can find her on Facebook, Carly Jackson. On Facebook, Carly, C-A-R-L-L-I-E. Jackson, J-A-X-E-N. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you, that's right, you make a difference. You're here for something amazing. You are the place where God gets to recognize herself. God experience herself through you, and God says, I got it going on. Did you see how I moved through that? Say yes to life. Say yes to all of life. Embrace the duality of life. Welcome home. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you. And we're grateful to be part of this co-creative experiment. My guest, my sister, my friend is in the house, Sylvia Seward. And I'm eagerly anticipating what we're going to co-create together. I'm anticipating what's bubbling up for her because I know she got some stuff to share. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Laughing at myself. It's too early. Don't laugh at yourself. It's Monday, man. Stop laughing at yourself. Relax. I can't help it. Yeah. See, that's what you, when you're trying to stop the flow, you can't speak. Okay, I just let myself be. I'll have the courage to live my own truth. Laugh at yourself, why don't you? Because when you laugh at yourself and others do it, it won't matter. It's like, yeah, never mind. I laugh at my own self too, so go ahead. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. LifeConversationsRadio.com is where you can find us every day, every moment, whenever you're having a challenge, whenever you're feeling grateful. You just need, just want to take your energy up a notch. Just come to Life Conversations Radio and just let your spirit, let your eyes guide you to the show. You may listen to the Play Experience with Ombassa or My Authentic Lifestyle with Mo Love or the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Or depending on when you listen to the show, you may even stumble upon the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. And you're like, wow, she must be new. No, she's not. It's a new show, but it's new. It's not really new. It's always the old. But anyway, you get what I'm saying? Just come back here and listen. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm trying to fancy it up. Just come back and listen. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. We are here Friday. No, we're not here on Friday. Definitely not. Only on the archive. But we're here on Monday. I know that much. We're here Monday to Wednesday. Live, that is. 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. I don't know why I'm so excited. No, I'm not. I'm just feeling myself. Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern, all the shows are archived, so you can come back and listen. You can subscribe on iTunes by going to iTunes and type in Life Conversations, and you get the show downloaded to your devices, your lappy, and all that other good stuff. Or you can, nowadays we all have smartphones and mobile devices. You can download the iPeople can download the podcast, an app called Podcast. And then you can have the shows to your phone. So when you're in that moment or your supervisor says to you, we need to talk, or your partner, your husband, your wife is acting up, you say, I need a moment. I need to go sit with Life Coach Addy for a minute. Can you just give me 5 minutes? That's all I need. Like, okay, sure. When you come back, you're like, no, what do you want to talk about? They'll be like, oh, no, it's been taken care of. Don't worry about it. Your partner, wife, husband would say, you know, I just want to tell you how much I love you. I'm so grateful that you're in my life, that I am the most luckiest person in the world to have you as my partner, my wife, my husband, or your children will look and say, you know, you're the best mom, you're the best father. That's what happens in Life Conversations Radio. We're downloading truth. That's right. I said it, and I represent it, and I back it up. And if you don't like it, go talk to God about it. Okay, calm down. The number is 347-426-3346. Oh, God. Help me, God. God said, I am. Okay. Align, embody, and embrace. 347-426-3346. It's the number, 347-426-3346. And it's the number to call for questions, comments, thoughts, doubts, worries, fears, whatever it is. This is the house of love. The intention is to support you on your transformational journey. And even, and we're going to do one more. You know, Sylvia wants to give something away today, so pay attention. If you want something, you just need some extra help, keep listening. Also, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach at a radio show fan page, like page, and we'll be happy to get to it. If you don't do Facebook, don't want to call in, but you've still got something you want to say, something you want to share, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover under Life Conversations Radio button, and there's a drop menu that says, oh, Lord, who said you can call the name of the Lord in vain? Shh. Go sit down somewhere. But anyway, click on the Ask Life Coach Ade and fill in the email. I'll be happy to address it. Celestial moment today around 1 with Celeste Morgan, so stay tuned for that. The theme for December is a new month. Hey, it's a new month. 2003 is around the corner. Are you ready to party? Are you ready to move into a new energy? It's going to happen with or without you, so you might as well say yes. But the theme for December is be the light. We're encouraging you, inspiring you, inviting you to be the light that you are. And we start with Sylvia. We started this year with Sylvia. It's just amazing, isn't it? We started with, oh, wait a minute. Did I make a mistake? I never make a mistake. Oh, I knew that. Even when I wrote it down, I knew it, but I wanted to see, so let's go listen to the show. Being the light, not be the light. But you can be the light too, but being the light is be the light. I knew there was something she wanted me to say. Gosh, she's just so fussy. She's going to tell me everything. Going to tell me what to say. This is my show. Don't be telling me what to say. Okay, stop it. Being the light, that's what it is. I knew it. See, being the light is an ongoing thing. Sometimes we struggle to be the light, but we'll talk more about that. But anyway, I was saying Sylvia started this year off. The first show we did in January was with Sylvia, and it's the courage to live your own truth. And then we had a midterm kind of thing. We did a mid-year review and see where we are. We had a caller call in dealing with some people at work who she felt they were mistreating her, and she wanted them to be punished, and she wanted them, did she say something about them going to hell and die or something like that? Well, if you're in hell, you might as well be dead. I guess it's the same thing. But either way, we all going to die. So maybe, you know. Anyway, moving right along. And Sylvia's back. We want to all just look back, as Sylvia has come back, to help us look back and reflect and embrace and say, you know what, I didn't do so bad. Actually, I did great. No, I didn't do everything I said I wanted to do. But you know, the most important thing is, it's all good because I am still here. I am still here. 347-426-3346 is the number. We're getting ready to jump into this conversation. But one more thing I need to tell you about Friday, which I think that's what came out earlier. On Friday, the Ask Life Coach at a radio show is syndicated. So every Friday on Within Radio, you can hear the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on Within Radio. And to find out more about Within Radio, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Don't you just love those names? They're so powerful. Within Radio, Inspire Broadcasting. LifeCoachBroadcasting.com to listen to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Can you feel the energy? Oh, all is good. Life is good. Tomorrow I have Bruce Lipton joining me, the author of The Biology of Beliefs, and his latest book, Spontaneous Evolution. Great book. Tune in tomorrow and allow yourself to connect with the idea that you are part of a global plan. And you can't, you don't need to blame genetics of how your life is. That you have the power to influence your genetics. That's right. Dr. Bruce Lipton is here tomorrow. We're talking about the power of your beliefs in spontaneous evolution, which is also the title of his new book. And be ready to be blown away. Have your cells recognize that they are light. We're going to light up your cells. And you will be feeling differently. And today, this is like the prep to get you to say, it's okay, you are powerful. I think that's all the announcements I need to do for now. Let's see, it's time to bring on Sylvia. But before I do that, there's one or two of you who don't know Sylvia, just one or two. But we don't want you to feel uncomfortable. So let me read a little bit about Sylvia, and then we'll bring her on. Can you feel the vibe? Let's take a breath. Let's just breathe in right now. And breathe out. Just feel the life of God moving through and as you. Feel the joy. And even if you're not feeling joyful, just feel what you feel. Feel the resistance. Feel the allowance. Feel the breath move in you and out of you. Listen to the sounds around you, outside the house. Take a moment to just feel your heart beat. And the fact that your heart is beating right now, that means there is nothing you can't get through. There's nothing you won't get through if you can simply trust the process. But you know, the way this thing is designed, even if you don't trust the process, you will still get through it. But for your own soul salvation, pay attention. Pay attention. So here's a little about Sylvia Seward, my sister, my friend, myself. Sylvia Seward began walking her spiritual path in 1971 when she decided to study the Bible with a well-known Christian society. For 22 years, she walked this path, studying and practicing what she learned. In 1994, she met a woman who became a spiritual mentor of a different kind. Some of us can relate to that story. She started to study the universal laws, began reading books about metaphysics. Ooh, I'm having a flashback about my times like that. But anyway, trying to integrate a Christian belief with these very new thoughts would take several years. Eventually, she made a transition. She came to the light side. Oh, God, don't say that. I couldn't resist. Anyway, if you're offended by that, just relax. It's okay. There's more to life. Eventually, she made a transition and started to become interested in energy healing. Sylvia's intense desire to understand the secrets of the universe led her to study in the Western Esoteric Mystery School traditions. And now Sylvia is a representative of the light, an initiated teacher, and a guide in the lineage of King Solomon, ritual master, channel, Kabbalist, a mother, a friend, and so much more. Just a perfect time, perfect day to have her. Sylvia, join us on this month when the theme is being the light. There are no accidents. So ladies and gentlemen, while you're listening, go and share the show with your friends right now. Tell them, you got to listen to the show. And if they say, why, I don't know, just come. Something in me tells me to share it with you. Just say yes. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my friend, my sister, myself, Sylvia. Sylvia, she likes to get to welcome her own. Hey, Sylvia, how are you doing?
I love that background stuff. That's great.
Sylvia, the world traveler.
It's so good to talk to you. It's so good to talk to you again and be here again. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for showing up. And just thank you for being available. We didn't intellectually plan this out. But, you know, as time went by, we just get the insight. Oh, you guys still applauding? Oh, calm down. It's okay. We can't wait to do a show now. But, you know, you joined us in the first show for this year, and then we had, as I was sharing earlier, the mid-year review, and you're here. And it just makes sense. And, you know, just I love the synchronicity of life, the coincidence of life, because it's just all everything happening, a reminder that God is right here, right now. And this month, the focus is, you know, being the light, representative of the light. So, I mean, if we planned it, we would have messed it up. So I'm grateful.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes the best things are just go with the flow and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So let's just tell me that I said 2003 earlier. Well, who cares about the time? No, 2013 is what I meant. Thank you, Celeste, for having my back. Because I don't know. I don't know what be coming out my mouth when I open it. So
well,
thank you.
Quite all right. All the way around. You know, I actually said to Celeste before, I don't know if you want to have me back. I said, I've been going through a time where I'm just saying what I feel I need to say, and sometimes it's just not what someone wants to hear.
Right.
I was actually a bit, not resistant, but hesitant, because the way I've been feeling. So the honest truth is, even though I was hesitant, and I still have something to say, but maybe what I have to say is going to be helpful to those individuals who have been going through the same things that I've been going through. So I pray that it is very helpful all the way around.
No, that's right. But it always is. I mean, I have seen some of your posts. Like, okay. But, you know, and I want to talk about that. Not right now, but it's really good because we're actually talking about the courage to live your own truth. And we'll go more into details about that. And that's why, for me, I really do believe you are the perfect candidate. That's why, you know, Spirit brought in our awareness. And I said, well, let's bring, you know, Sylvia back for the first show in December. It's like, yeah, that's a great idea. And everything for me, I say yes. And then I start to see why I said yes. Well, sometimes I need to see why. But, you know, for the most part, I think I say yes and I just let it unfold. But where you are right now is perfect for what we are talking about. So I'm really grateful for you just, even in your hesitation, decide to say yes and just trust the process.
I'll say this right now to anybody who is listening. I hope I don't offend you. Just know that it's love. It's a transition, transmutation, and I'm still working on it.
Right. Well, if someone gets offended, then there's all kind of platform. What we are creating here, if something that someone said, that I said, that Sylvia said, or a family member said, that offends you as a listener, then, yeah, you do what you need to do. But also, that is a gift for you to go a little bit deep down within yourself and find out why that offended you. So, you know, we let it all hang out over here. Well, for the most part, anyway. For the most part, we let it hang out. Now,
all right.
I got to ask you this question.
Okay.
It's been a while since we last spoke, and it's important. I love you. I'm feeling your energy. You're like, okay, whatever you want. I'm going to be true to myself.
Yeah.
Well, this is a difficult question. It's actually quite simple. But you may not have heard this question before. This may be your first time hearing it. But it probably is, because now is the only time. I want to ask you, I've read a little bit about you, but I want you to share from your perspective, from your point of view. Who are you? Who is Sylvia Seward?
Oh, my. I guess you didn't see my last couple posts about I'm a conglomerate of this, 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 and this kind of thing. I'm not going to repeat that, of course, but, you know, I have days like that where it's like sometimes I just get sick of hearing all the rosy things that, oh, be this, be that, be happy, everything's going to work out. Yes, in the end, I know it will, but in the interim, if I have those times when I'm just sick of it. So, Sylvia Seward is a conglomerate of a representative of the light directly. All the things that I say there is what I do, but most of all, Sylvia likes to be the an individual who shares what she has learned along the way. I'm not a professional writer. I do channel information, but I don't write fancy books. What I do is I get down to the nitty-gritty. That 22 years that I studied Bibles and lots of Bibles and all those things, and then I started to study metaphysics, what I've learned to do and what Sylvia is about is giving a metaphysical understanding to a scripture, because what I'm seeing for myself is, as long as you say Christian, it's already been blackballed. Okay. However, we are Christians in that we try to practice the Christ personality. That's how I view a Christian. Now, I try to live that in my life every day, and you know what? There are days when I fail at it. And then I get up the next day, and today's a clean slate. So Sylvia is a mother. She's a teacher. I'm a wife. I take care of my home. I answer people's questions. I'm an ordained minister and try and help people to see the connection between science, metaphysics, and the Bible. I also have read the Quran. I have the complete Jewish text. I have the complete Zohar. I try to see things in the larger picture and not get stuck in the hole of it's only this way. And I also get stuck in the hole of, okay, that little recording just went off in the back of my head. This is what the Bible says now. How does that apply to what I'm seeing today? How do I apply it to myself? And believe me, I have been through in the past 2 months, maybe 3 months, have been going through a lot of personal evaluation. What do I truly believe? And I can no longer be afraid to say, I believe that somewhere along the line, there has to be a divine interference, not interference, that's not the word, a divine action along with all the things that we see taking place in the world. People waking up to their spirituality, knowing that, you know, I know people in metaphysics, they will not admit that there's a dark energy anywhere. So I find myself at a crossroads of how do I want to teach, what do I want to share, and it actually has hurt me deeply many times when I say something and I know it is based on a truth and it is completely just disregarded, and I have to get over it, because every person has the right to think the way they want. It's their divine choice. Right?
Yes,
so
indeed.
That's what Sylvia has become, okay, along this year. This is where Sylvia has traveled. And realize that, no, I'm not always right, but I have to live my truth and in my heart and in my soul. I have to do what I feel is right. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes a whole lot of sense. I mean, it makes so much sense. It's like we could wrap the show up right now. I mean, it really does. Really. You know, and I've looked at some of your posts, and I wasn't offended. And actually, sometimes there's a part of me that think, wow, what courage it took to write that. And it may not even be courage. It'd just be like, flip that. This is what I want to post today. It may not be courage. It's like, I'm just posting it, you know?
Right.
And when we talk about the courage to live your own truth, I know from my experience through people, my own personal life, is it's we struggle with what that truth is because we try and learn about ourselves, who and what God is, and being kind, being loving. And mm-hmm. in that process, there's a stage where we tend to deny what we judge about ourselves, or we try to hide it, or we try to hide what we're feeling because we think we're supposed to be spiritual, and being spiritual means to just be like, well, all is well. My leg just fell off, but it's okay. It's just blood. I'm grateful that I can feel the pain. I don't need to go to a hospital because I believe in positive thinking. Shut the flip up, okay? Just shut it all up and get yourself to a hospital to find out why you ain't got no legs. You know? It becomes this kind of denial. Now, and people can take that whichever way they want to take it. But one thing I am realizing is this thing called a spiritual practice or life or self-discovery, it is messy. I mean, it's almost like doing surgery on yourself sometime without the experience or the knowledge of what to do next. But
absolutely.
Sometimes we're taught that, oh, no, don't worry. When you get ready to do the surgery on yourself, the perfect people will show up and it will be peaceful. No! Sometimes you're just like, how did I even flipping got here? Who brought me here? And for me, you know, for me, that is real living. That is real spirituality. You know, and that's, you know, some people are saying, well, my life is not like that. So be it. But it is important for us all to recognize where we are and affirm our humanity as we affirm our spiritual self and recognize that is all. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to go through pain, but sometimes it's very painful. It's very painful, right?
It's very painful. And if you have no one to talk to about it, perhaps those around you have not yet experienced what you're experiencing. And this is what has happened to me on several occasions. And when I speak what I'm feeling, it's not understood, what only frustrates me even more. And I have the tendency, which is not the right thing to do, I have a tendency to go silent when I'm in that place of not understanding, because I have been taught, oftentimes it's called the dark night of the soul, and they can last a long time. They can last a couple hours. That can last days, weeks, and depending on you, how strong you are, I can be quite resistant, and I know that. It's like banging my head up against the wall, and I have a difficult time surrendering to the obvious because it's not what I want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I can honestly say that in those times of difficulty, and it is difficult, I can cry. I can go silent. I don't want to talk to anyone. I'm questioning myself. I'm questioning God. I'm questioning how I, like you said, how did I get here? How did I get this far? Mm-hmm. But you know what? One of the greatest teachers said, the spiritual path is narrow. He didn't say it was wide. He didn't say it was narrow and easy. He said it's narrow and difficult. The road that we take that's wide and easy is, you know, you're going with the masses. I've never been one to follow the masses because I observe. I think for myself. I listen to what other people are saying, but I don't swallow it hook, line, and sinker.
Right.
I have to, like you said, find what is my truth for me, my life, and how do I want to live it? And it's very, very difficult at times to share that with people who oftentimes they come to you looking for answers. It's hard to admit that you, maybe as a teacher or someone guiding someone else along their path, helping them along the way, that you've just stumbled. It's hard for them.
Right.
But I'm always honest in saying, you know what, I just don't have an answer for you because I'm not receiving much for myself right now.
I mean, how authentic, how powerful, how humbling when you, you know, as a teaching, you say, I just don't have anything for you, rather than trying to make something up and then it doesn't help. But being able to honor your own self, saying, you know, I'm just not in that space right now. And I think sometimes I'm just going to say it. I think that's something that's missing in the Western spirituality sometimes. We don't allow for the pain. We don't allow for the grief. We don't allow for people messing up. We'd say, you don't have to feel that way. You know, there are people who even teach that life never dies. Life never dies, so there's no need for you to be sad when someone dies. If sadness is what's invoked, so be it. If grief, if it takes you 10 years to get out your grief, so be it. You know? I mean,
exactly.
And me as the healer, me as the teacher, me as the friend, me as the accountable partner, can I support the person who is grieving? Because the truth is, I don't care how spiritual somebody is, only you know what your soul needs. And my only responsibility is to support you in aligning with your soul's desire, even if you've forgotten. But it's not always easy. And I think it's time to really start embracing the messy side of spiritual growth. And we can all relax and say, you know what? Because that's the part that we really judge. That's the part that makes us feel like we're not where we want to be because, you know, we are feeling sad because we don't have a partner or we're grieving somebody who died many years ago or we don't have the money to do the things we want. So we think we're not there. So we affirm and meditate and pray to get there, which is really counterproductive. The answer is being with what we're judging, what we don't like about ourselves, and be able to embrace it all. I want to ask you this. Because you sort of spoke to it, and we're going to take after this, after you answer, I'm going to take a break, and then we're going to take some calls. But I want to ask you this. When you reflect back since January 2012 to now, if you were to, I guess I used that word, I can't think of a better word, but if you can, please correct me. But if you were to grade yourself with all that you've gone through, and let's just say 10 is, oh my God, I am so grateful that I've learned to live my own truth, express myself. And 1 is, I think I need to go back to the beginning. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you grade yourself? 10 is like, oh my God, I finally got there.
That's 10. A 6. I mean, you know, if I would say, oh, this is just fabulous, this is just enlightening, and I wouldn't be telling you the truth. You know what? I'm a 6. I'm at a 6. When I go to the chiropractor, she says, I need to know your pain scale, 1 to 10, 5. Well, that's average. To me, that's where I am, because there's times when I can speed through these changes and these changing my thoughts. And other times it takes a long time. And then you have your personal life. You have a spiritual life, and you have your personal life. And if your personal life is up and down, and, you know, you have that to deal with, you have mates or you have children and you have others who depend on you, all these things contribute. When I see, now I'm on Facebook every day, you know that. I see my thing and I get off. And I'm like, okay, there has to be other people out there who feel differently. Because most of my friends and associates, we have the same thinking. You know, you have to be positive because energy follows thought. Your thought is energy, and that's why they say the law of attraction. Whatever you think about is what you're going to pull towards you and so forth. I believe all those things are true. And that's why I say when I have one of those days, as you've seen me post, and it's, well, I'm okay, you're okay, I'm tired of all these rosy glass things and everything else, tomorrow there's a clean slate. It doesn't mean that I've fallen off the spiritual wagon. It just means I had a bad day.
Right.
And tomorrow there's a new day with a clean slate. I get that from Anne of Green Gables. And every day is that way. But, yeah, I would say, oh, I'm a 6. I'm still working towards that 10.
Speaking of courage to live your own truth, you know, when I do my show, it's an expression of what I'm learning, and to trust life, to trust God, to just lean into life and allow life to take me to where I need to go. And that question that I asked, I didn't have it written. It just came to me while we were talking. And as I start to think about it, and I was like, I came up with a number. There was a part of me saying, oh, God, you're not going to say that, are you? And then I'm not looking, I'm going back and forth like, wow, talk about courage to live your own truth. And for me, as I reflect and really look at, and some areas is different, it may be higher, some areas is much lower, but when I look at everything and put it together, for me, it's like a 7.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm at 7. And because there are those moments where I just feel like I don't understand what's going on. There are moments where I'm just, you know, there's, I can be overtaken by fear of something that I want to do that I haven't done, that I've been promising to do. And I just, sometimes I struggle. I have my moments where I just withdraw. I just don't talk on the phone. I just kind of stay in my room and just listen or write or journal or meditate. And sometimes I can't even, none of it works for me. And the other thing for me is when I think of just where I'm at today, that I have a deeper conviction about who and what God is, but there is a part of my human self that is embodying that on a deeper level on a day-to-day basis. One of the things that came to me a few months ago was I used to send the invitation out for the shows every day. I just send out, you know, to let people know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through this physical challenge. My eye was bothering me. I didn't even understand. I had an eye infection. And I'm thinking, I'm never sick. What the heck? I mean, it kicked my ass. I'm sorry. That's the only way. It kicked me big time. And I didn't understand it. I knew there was a deeper meaning. So I did everything I needed to do. And I'm in a much better place. Sometimes I still feel some, like, okay, I think there's still things I need to pay attention to. But during that process, it helped me get to really get real with myself and stop fronting. So one of the things that came up was stop sending invites every day, because first it was overwhelming, it was too much work, and I just got to a place I said, you know, God, I really want to keep teaching, keep loving, bring laughter and joy to people, but I want it to be easy. I want it to be easy. Spirit say, stop sending the invite. I follow through. And it was also a test for me, if you will, to test what I call truth or this law of the laws of the universe, to see how it works. That the people who want to hear the show, the people who need the show, the people who think the show is helping them will find it, even if I don't send out invites. And Sylvia, the numbers still keep going up. It still keeps going up. I mean, the number is going up, which means when I was sending out invites, the number was low. Now I stopped sending out invites, and people are still coming. So for me, it was like, this is God work that I'm doing. I'm not going to break my back doing it. I'm just going to trust the process. Now,
amen.
There are moments.
Amen. I got to say that, like you do. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
I'll tell you, it's exactly the same thing. I feel the same way that you do. I write, and when I'm getting that information and I'm writing it, I always say, keep it simple, keep it precise.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to do things simply because my human life is not simple.
Right.
You know, everything together, it is not simple. The people listening, their life is usually not simple.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
everything that I'm trying to do, I'm doing the same way. And simplifying. And what was I going to say? Oh, I did want to share this. When I'm writing these things, I used to post them, put them on my blog, blah, 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 put them on Facebook. And it didn't really get any attention. So the first booklet that was given this information is called Spiritual Paths from the Beginning, Simple Clues to Assist You. Do you know that how many people are now looking? I've been posting it on my blog.
Mm-hmm.
I take one session at a time, and I put it on my blog. And there's viewers from Poland, Germany, Russia. The majority are still from the United States. But did I ever expect to get this information to Russia, Poland, and Germany? No, I did
yes.
not.
I understand.
So I'm right there with you, thinking and feeling the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we're going into the old way has to be taken down so we can build a solid foundation that's new.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's happening right now. And what better way to know that what we know by surrendering? I mean, there are moments when I get like, okay, maybe I should invite people because I get caught up in, I want more people to listen to the show. I want to increase the numbers this month. And when I get in that moment, I am so grateful that I can get still and just ask Spirit and get quiet, and I'll get the answer. And usually the answer is, no, you don't need to invite. It's okay. I'm like, yeah, I know. I was just tripping. Okay, thanks, God, for getting me back on track. You know, I was just kind of panicking a little bit. So I'm grateful that I can tune in, and that's what I want to invite people to do. You know, do your work so you can get your own guidance. You can tune into your intuition. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with Celestial Moment and continue the conversation with Sylvia. And we actually have a caller. Arlene, we are coming to you. The number is 347-426-3346. And Sylvia's given away some distant healing, because sometimes you try and do it with your head and you are firm, but sometimes it's in your cells, it's in your DNA, it's in your heritage. You need a deep kind of healing. So 347-426-3346. We're taking your calls. Take a look at your life. Reflect back and look at from January 2012 to now. How would you rate yourself? Whatever number you come up with, if you care to share, good. If not, good. But if you feel like you're below 5, even if you say a 1 or wherever you are, if you're a 10, do you feel like, woohoo, I did it? Or you feel like, yeah, I'm a 10. You know, it really doesn't matter, but if there is judgment or is attachment to where you are, that's the real deal. Can you be at 1 and say, yeah, I got more work to do? Can you be at 10 and say, wow, yeah, but there's always more? Rather than, I've always wanted to be at 10, I'm so grateful at my 10, and life says, oh, really? Let's see how 10, oh, I'm trying to make up a word, but it won't work. Okay, let's try this 10 consciousness, that's it. Let's try your 10 consciousness, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, maybe I'm not quite at 10. But it doesn't matter, you get to choose again. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We're going to take a break and come back with Celestial Moment, and then we're going to take a question, and then we're going to give away stuff, and then we're going to do whatever comes up, and we're just going to let it be. But right now, before we take a break, because I just remembered, I want to just welcome Colby. Welcome to the House of Love, my sister friend. How are you doing? Four Saggy's in the house. Tracy's in the house. Electra is in the house. Silent listeners disguised as guests is in the house. Well, we welcome all of you, those of you that are listening on the archive, those we don't see, those of you who are eavesdropping, those of you who are working, you know you should be listening, but you have to listen because you know your soul needs this. Welcome. We won't tell anybody. Thank you for keep listening and spreading the word, because we're here to help you live your best life, and we're going to take a break. Why am I whispering? I don't know. You probably can't hear me. So don't turn the volume up because I'm going to get loud in a minute. But before that, let's take a break.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up. Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
A lock to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you, Brother Jack. Yes, yes, yes. You are indeed listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. We're here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. Sylvia Stewart is my guest. She is just a beautiful woman, an authenticity teacher, coach, living your own truth. And she lives her own truth. And Let's do this. Sylvia, remind me, what is your website address again? I thought I had it here, but I don't.
My website? Well, I have two of them.
Okay.
The first one is www.radiantlightcenter.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is www.rlmmbg.com.
Oh, you got to say that again. Everybody, okay, go ahead.
RLMMBG. It's Radiant Light Meta Ministry Bridging the Gap. That was way too long for an address, so I just shortened it.
Anyone that's going to come to you, got to learn. RLMMBG.com.
Yes.
Hooks and Phonics works for me. Great. Okay, so there it is. And you can check out Sylvia's website as we get ready to do Celestial Moment. Let's bring on Celeste, and we're going to come back, take a call, talk to Arlene, and just do whatever just happening. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
I am having so much fun today. You know,
Sylvia, there are so many people in the chat room who are really appreciating your authenticity and can really relate to you. This came in with, you know.
Wow.
Hello, Sylvia. Hello, West Coast.
Hello. I'm great. That makes me feel good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you. This is the woman that I love so much because she's not afraid to let you know. I'm walking in crone energy today. Deal with it. I was like, I know that's right.
But I feel like today. You had a post, Sylvia. You put
just saying.
So she put a post. You put a post on there one time. I think a few days ago. And one of you said. One of your friends said, "Well, I guess I'm dehydrated then."
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. Listen, if you want to know what it is, you can find it on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm hot dehydrated.
Okay, I'm going to read it to you real quick. It says, today I'm a conglomerate of back off, I'm hungry, I'm okay, you're okay. Sick of all the happy stuff, face the facts, I won't say that one, and I love you too. Now, how's that for honest? That's how I felt. That's how I felt that day. So.
Somebody just asked if you were in Pennsylvania. Don't you dare apologize to me. We are home. We're chilling in the living room.
Okay.
Sylvia, somebody just asked if you're in Pennsylvania.
I am in Pennsylvania, yes.
Yay, I can hear the clap. All right, I'm going to get to it, though, because I know that you have somebody who is anxious to speak with the both of you. But just thank you for being home with us, Sylvia. Don't be such a stranger.
Okay, right. I won't. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to get to it. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 11. 11 is a master number, and we are also experiencing a planetary alignment of Mercury, Venus, and Saturn with the pyramids at Giza in Egypt. It only happens once in 2,737 years. Is there a connection between the alignment and the energy of the day? A divine message to align our communication, heart, and return home to ourselves? I like to think so. 11 is justice or strength in tarot. But today, we are going to add one more time. Underneath the mastery of 11 is the number 2. The number 2 is about duality, division, polarity, choice, reproduction, partnership. It is the balancer of opposites. 2 also expresses as the hawk in medicine cards, and it is the messenger circling our dreams and teaches us the message as we fly. The second letter of the alphabet is B, and words like bold, bask, and beautiful connect us to the magical power of 2. Now, 2 also shows up as the High Priestess in tarot cards, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. The High Priestess says, bring me the bruised fruit. Bring me the mangled grain. I'll startle you with its dazzle again and again and again. Tarot is a spiritual roadmap to human development, taking us from the innocence of the fool to the completion of the world. Now, between the one magician and the 3 empress, we find tarot's first teacher, the High Priestess. She connects us to our inner wisdom and the inner intuitive voice. The magician promises we have all the tools we need to access our best life, and the empress assures us of abundance. However, without taking the time to sit at the feet of the High Priestess, we might not be able to hear her voice. She unlocks the unconscious wisdom and the inner mysteries. So how timely to be doing an end-of-year review. This is an invitation for our soul to connect with our heart, and we are also invited to embrace the light and the dark. The High Priestess is also associated with the moon, and that's a powerful ally for understanding our own personal revelations and epiphanies. We can glean information from our intuition and our past when we don't run from it. And take the time to listen. True courage to live our own truth is being able to gently reflect on the events of our lives and being able to trust the voice within. All is well. And that's the story of 2, told through the High Priestess. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Celeste.
Celeste Morgan, I appreciate you for all you do. And I'm looking forward to your show. What date is it again?
December 16th.
Celeste is going to be living her truth for a whole hour.
Wow.
Ooh. Boy. Yes.
I'm not missing that one.
Oh, your energy will be greatly appreciated, honey.
You're welcome. I'm going to be there.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
remember
I'm watching
that. I'll be there with my with bells on my toes. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Bells on my toes.
We'll need it. We'll need it. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, beautiful family.
You're welcome.
All right, Celeste, thank you very much. December 16th, 6 p.m. Eastern, The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan on Life Conversations Radio. .com. Let me get my radio voice on liveconversationsradio.com. Tune in or miss out. So, Sylvia, you want to take a call?
Sure.
Let's go to Arlene in New Jersey. She wants to talk about career. Hello, Arlene. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Very well.
Great, Arlene.
Yeah, I want to talk about career. I am, I was laid off for quite a while. I took a break from myself, but I've been sending resumes, and I do have a hook in for a job through my girlfriend with a consulting firm that's supposed to start in January. It's out of the box for me. It's not like what I was doing, but I'm going to say when I was first out of work, I wanted something specific for myself. And then when I came into this year, I thought, well, you know what, maybe I should broaden and look elsewhere, even though, you know, maybe at some point I might wind up back in that same industry. But, you know, I wanted to make myself more open. So, but I've had a few things just in the past months, like things would come up and then they would not materialize. So, and it is a little scary, but so I don't know what you see from me or anything that maybe I have to do to get ready or something I can do to change things and bring them on faster.
Well, you know I don't work as a psychic, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I will tell you that this hook that you have is like you're going to jump in a cereal box, bring out the prize. You're going to use the prize, but you won't be staying in the box. That's what I saw. This may be just an opportunity for you to jump from here to there.
Mm-hmm.
I actually saw the cereal box, and you know when you get a prize in a cereal box?
Mm-hmm.
Within this opportunity is a prize for you that's going to help you make the jump someplace else. But again, you know, I don't work as a psychic. Being an intuitive is very different than being a psychic, and I'm more intuitive, but I was given the picture of the box and the toy inside and you grabbing the toy, but you get out of the box.
Okay.
Yeah. And when the things don't materialize, don't worry about that. We're in a very, very difficult job market, and we have a child that lives in England, and they're having the same difficulties there. Jobs
well, yeah, and I'm
going to
tell you, that's why I don't care. It's just, I'm looking for information or tips or somebody to give me something. I feel like you always get something from someone. So if there's something I could do to help myself, that I want to stay more present for myself and not worry about, you know, some type of prediction. But if I can grab something from somebody, you know, that can help me along, that's what I'm looking for.
Well, then you have to keep your mind open because the real answer, everybody would say this, it used to bother me. The real answer is within you. When you feel it, you're going to know. You're going to say, I'm going to go for this. It may not be long term, but I'm going to do it. That's one of the things that I've always tried to rely on, and I don't always rely upon it myself, that inner gut feeling, that gut is attached to your solar plexus chakra, which is your place of power.
Okay.
So what do you want? Do you want to step outside the scope of what you were doing? Then you have to take a chance. You have to think of all the things that are involved, though. Also, if you have responsibilities, financial responsibilities, family responsibilities, whatever you have to do, know that it's like climbing a ladder. But listen to your inner feeling.
Okay.
That's the best thing you can do. And the other thing is, we're not always right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And know that, well, that didn't work out the way I thought it was. Well, maybe it's just the bridge to something else.
Right, right.
But I definitely saw the box and the prize.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Arlene. You said you're looking for an information. You're not looking for, you're looking for something. You want someone to just give you something. And Sylvia said this, and she threw it back at you. So I'm going to throw it back at you again.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want?
Well,
and before you answer that, hold on. You just came to me, so I'm going to interrupt. Before you answer that, I want you to take a deep breath. Just breathe in. And just relax. And hear that question. What do you want?
I want something where I can work a little more independent.
Mm-hmm.
And I want it to be something where I'm able to, help other people with my own life experiences.
Okay, so hold on, let's stop right there. You want something where you can be independent, something you can work with people. Now, narrow it down. The universal chef is waiting on you at the table of life, and you got the menu, and the universal chef is saying, what do you want? Be specific so that we can get you what you want. We is the universe. We. I don't manufacture jobs. But so I want you to get in touch with what you really want. Because when you say, I want somewhere I can be independent, where I can help people, that can be anything. You can be sweeping the street and helping people, cleaning the park and helping people because people, oh, this park is so clean. You know, you can do anything and be helping people. What do you want?
Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you the artsy kind of person? Like, can you draw? Do you not paint? I keep seeing cartoons, lots of colorful things like advertising, creating advertising ads, publishing. It's very colorful, whatever it is. Almost like you're a free agent, and you flit from one thing to the next. It's very artistic. It's very free-flowing. And like you said, this you have a lot of input. And it has to do with design and color. I keep seeing comics, like from the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy stuff like that. And in my I was in supermarket retail. And I was on the service end of it, but I almost want to say if my company listened to what I was telling them probably 10 years ago, they wouldn't be in the financial position that, you know, made them lay me off after 33
mm-hmm.
years of service.
Wow.
So,
wow.
I have 33 years, and I got laid off.
Wow. That's a long time to be dedicated to one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like you said, you want to share your life experiences. So, do you know what your life experience has been? And that's a rhetorical question.
Mm-hmm.
My life experience, I can help people. Start making a list. I hate when people say that to me. Make a list. The pros, the cons, this is what I've done. But here I am saying for you to do it, because oftentimes we don't recognize our own life experience.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's about all I can share with you.
Because
that's
what I'm getting when I actually, Arlene, what I'm getting when I listen to you is, you know, I don't feel a sense of focus. And I think when you get still and write your experience, as Silver was saying, when you write the thing, if you were to create the perfect job, the perfect scenario, what would it be like? Write your own life story. And then you get clear, because there's something about writing that you get in touch with a part of you that you didn't even know existed. And when you are clear, it's like going and traveling somewhere, going on a vacation. Once you decide where you're going, then you can say, oh, what kind of clothing do I want to take with me? Am I going to go by plane? Am I going to drive? Am I going to take an RV? But if you say, well, I want to travel, you know, anywhere that's sunny. But where? Is it going to be in America? Is it going to be outside of America? When you get clear about what you want, so I would suggest, in addition to what Sylvia's saying, to just get still. Get a pen and paper and write out your life. What do you want? Be a co-creator of your own life rather than just, I mean, it's okay to what you're doing now, you call art, but you know, there's something about, when I say truth or the spiritual walk, knowing truth is an individual journey. We can give you all this. We can give you a job. We can say, okay, here's where to go to get a job right now. You may get the job. But the thing is, if there's still an unfulfillment within you, even if you have a job that's paid you more than you've ever had, there'll still be that feeling of unfulfillment. So the key is, this is your opportunity to get clear about what you want, about your next phase of life.
Okay.
You get clear. So when someone tells you what you want, or they won't even have to do, if someone asks you, I mean, you'll be able to just say, this is what I need. You go to a grocery store, if you have a shopping list, you know exactly what you want. You go in there and you're out. So I would say, get still. Get clear.
Okay.
Listen. And then take your step from there.
Okay.
And you are the perfect place to receive a whole new information. And you can now take your experience of the past and use it to empower yourself. And then while you're empowering yourself, you will automatically inspire other people without even trying.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Wait a minute. I think we got a gift for you. Sylvia, I'm thinking of the distant healing. What are you thinking? I think that don't you think she'll be the right candidate for that?
Yes, I do. And then the consult afterwards, I think that would be great. Because
oftentimes,
when I'm working, that's when I get the deeper understandings.
Yes, I understand. That's how I work. I understand. So, Arlene, hold on.
Yes.
Let's get your details. And we'll pass that on to Sylvia. And then we can go deeper so you can get clear. You can remove the distractions and all the other stuff that are in the way that we don't need to talk about right now. All right?
Okay.
Thank you.
Don't hang up.
I won't.
Don't hang up. All right. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. My guest is Sylvia. She is a representative of the light, supporting you to be the light and express your light and connect with your truth. Because that's what it's really about. She's a minister, and she's so much more. And supporting us all today to just let it all hang out. It's like, get rid of your spank. Just put the spanks away. Just let it all hang out. I'll wear spanks. I think I shared this once on the radio. I told a friend, I said, I want to put them some weight. Just a little, not much. She said, psh. Put on weight. She said, the only thing you can put on is extra clothes. So I give up trying to put on weight while some people are trying to lose weight. We create all this this thing called life. You know, but as we get ready to release the show, Sylvia, I want to ask you really, it's like, you know, we're talking about the courage to live our own truth. There's a lot going on a spiritual level in the invisible realm. The winter solstice, a galactic alignment is happening. So much is happening. What would you share with people who are catching hell, literally? They feel like, I understand there's no hell, but I feel like I'm catching hell. I don't know what's going on. I don't understand it. My relationship is not working. We're constantly bickering. What would you share with listeners who are struggling with this energy shift?
What would I say to them? Well, it depends on their personal situation. Relationship problems, if one's awakened to the changes happening and one is not, the one that's awake to what's happening actually has to do more of the bending.
looking at the entire picture. Sometimes there's things that we have to let go of. It could be friendships. It could be marriages. It could be jobs. It could be the most important things in our life. And we often can't even imagine what it would be like to make those changes, to let those things go. But sometimes circumstances just force it to be so. To say, oftentimes, when we are willing to humble ourselves and use that Christ personality and realize that if we look at these people, situations, the world, the events, through the eyes of a child, children, they love unconditionally, they speak their own truth, they just don't know how to lie, they'll stick by you, and I remember the teacher said, until you can learn to look through the eyes of a child, the kingdom, okay, or that spiritual path is difficult. You may not get into that place. You have to humble ourselves. We must change from within and see that we're not the most important thing in the world and view people, love them the way they need to be loved, not just the way we know how to do it, but how does that individual need to be loved? How do they need to be cared for? How do they need to be shown affection? All these things. Once you start seeing things through that viewpoint, the ego doesn't continually jump up and say, yeah, but I'm right and they're wrong. And I'm just not going to do it. And I'm not going to forgive them because that was unforgivable. Anything's forgivable. Yes. Even some of the worst things. And it will change you, and it will change your life. But when we hold on to all of it, we're making ourselves sick on the inside. Worry, discontent, vengeance, road rage. Who knows? I would say, look at yourself. What is it about you that keeps happening in your life over and over again? And I said, well, I don't know why. I don't know why. Well, look at what you do. Mm-hmm. We're responsible for ourselves, not blaming other people. That's what I would tell people.
Yes. I want to ask you this, because what you're sharing reminded me of a show we did in June where you talked about praying for your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of praying for your enemy, we've heard it in different sacred texts, but the idea of praying for one's enemy for some people is like, I don't want to pray for that fool. It costs me too much pain. Can you speak more on that or just talk about that again as a reminder? Because that's, I really believe that's where the transformation is, when we can bring ourselves to a place where we pray for the so-called enemy.
It is the hardest thing I've ever had to do, but it was also the most humbling experience. And when those words were spoken, nations at that time, if they were not of the Jewish nation, were considered enemies or Gentiles or even pagans around them. When he said, pray for your enemies, he meant that in that context. That's how they viewed others outside of their own circle. So it doesn't necessarily mean they're your downright enemies, that they're evil or anything in that context. It means those not of your own circle, understanding, belief systems. All those things go together with that statement. Pray for them, because they are also acting from a place of fear.
Right.
Fear of not having enough. Fear of losing what they have. Fear, fear, fear. It's the opposite of love. And most people will react out of fear rather than respond. So that's what I think.
Yeah.
Pray for that, for an enemy who may not think the way you do, to help them come to their own understanding. It doesn't mean it's our understanding.
And for me,
for
I also look at that.
Up.
Yeah. And, you know, and also, you know, what you're talking about, because everything is energy. And in praying for one's enemy, for me, I see it as a choice to set our own self free from that energy, from that judgment, from that criticism, that really the prayer itself is really not praying for God to do something. It's a shift in consciousness. So when I'm praying for something or praying for my enemy, I'm praying to shift my consciousness, how I see myself, how I see them, and see that, you know, there's something else and they're in pain. And but sometimes I think there's some people who will look at prayer as, if, especially in the context of praying for one's enemy, as if you're giving your enemy a gift. You're giving a gift, but you're actually giving it to yourself. You're giving
that
gift to self.
I like that.
Yep.
Well, I have seen it personally that praying for an individual shifted an entire situation for an entire family. So have you ever been put on a prayer list for illness or sickness or disease? It works. Because
certainly
energy follows thought.
Yeah.
Energy follows the thought. So I like your addition to that because, yes, it does shift us also. It also, we're handing it over to a higher source than ourselves.
Okay, one last question I have regarding this topic. Can you speak on self-worth? It's not a question, it's more of a thought. Really, self-worth is not, I say the best for last, right? Because it's very important when we're talking about the courage to live one's truth. And the courage to live one's truth is rooted in self-worth. It's our appraisal of ourselves is what helps us feel comfortable with what we say and what we do. So, yeah, I just want to hear your thoughts on that.
Self-worth. I think it's something, I'm going to start with this. There is something called the human progression. Every human being on the planet goes through the same stages throughout a lifetime. And self-worth, I think, is also a progression throughout our lifetime. Mm-hmm. How many children come out of a mother's womb or in the very beginning of their lives, even up till age 6, and they don't know what self-worth means.
Uh-huh.
It's something that we learn as we grow, as we live our life. You can have somebody say, you're no good, you're not worth anything, you're stupid, you're an idiot, and they believe it.
Uh-huh.
However, on this path is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about on this path. It is something we learn because through our experiences with a power higher than ourselves, with our experiences in meditation, with our experiences in prayer, in our experiences when we help to teach others or others come to you for guidance as a minister, as a consultant, as an advisor, everybody learns self-worth their own way. But it means there's something inside that says to them, I am worthwhile, and I'm no longer going to do these certain things because I am worthy. I am worthy. But we also live in a world where, let's face it, it can be horrible out there.
Yes.
All kinds of abuses and, you know, in women, children being used as, you know, slaves of all kinds, sex slaves, labor slaves, the inequities that we still see in the world. Stop and roll, you know, get out of the fire. Self-worth, I think, grows with our experiences and with age because it is part of the human progression.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's something we just pop out with.
Right. Yeah. Yes, being part of this life experience is not for wimps.
And so many things come at us. Sometimes we don't even know. Sometimes it's ethereal. Sometimes we don't even know what we're dealing with. So it's really about being gentle and embracing ourselves. Now, one thing I want to say, which is actually about your how people can reach you, Sylvia, your website, the RLMNBG website, is not coming up, but people can reach you through the RadiantLightCenter.com, right?
Yes, but it's RLMM, like M&M's.
Oh, that's what it is, M&M's, okay.
Yeah, R is in Ralph, L is in Love, M is in Meta, and another M is in Ministry, and then BG, which is Bridging the Gap.
Okay, that's what it is. We're there now. Got it. Okay, before we release you, what else do you want to share with our listeners? What you're up to? Something that's bubbling up for you that you want to say before you go? Whatever you want to say. And you can treat this like Facebook if you want. It's your thing.
I will say, just say this. Read what you want. Mm-hmm. Listen to your teachers, but only take hold of the truth that is for you.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much to hear out there. This is what's going to happen. Oh, this alignment, December 21st, blah, blah, blah. You know, a lot of us have had all kinds of different spiritual upbringings. And I'm talking here a religious background. I'm no longer associated with a religious organization, per se, but I've studied and I have searched and I have done the work. I find that so many people want to be told what to do next. You're not going to find happiness that way, because what they may tell you may not be what you need or what you want or what's going to make you happy, what's going to help you find your own joy, your own bliss in your own life. I say do the work. It's worth it.
Yes. That's it right there. The courage to live your own truth. I don't want to use the word require, but I'm going to say it requires you to do the work. Because in doing the work, you get to know your own truth. That's right. Yep, you
I'll
get to know your own worth.
It requires work.
That's right. Freedom ain't free, is it? You might want freedom, but freedom is not free. You got to do something. You got
to
do something. You got
to do the
change.
Work. Nobody
yes,
said
yes,
it was going to be easy.
Oh,
you
I
think
hear,
it's
I just
easy?
Heard of
you don't think it's easy?
No, I'm not even going to tell that lie. Because I'm not even going to tell that lie, because, sometimes life comes at me from behind. You know, sometimes, well, that's happened to me in a long time, but I don't think I will forget when it happened, well, ever forget when it happened. It's like when someone comes behind me and they slap me, bam, it's like, first of all, I don't know, it's like, did I just get slapped? Why is my face hurting? Life has a way of coming up behind and going, bam, wake up. Yeah, it's not easy. And, you know, it is what it is. There's got to be a dying process to experience the newness. And it's time for us to talk about the fine print of spiritual growth. That's usually left out because you got to be spiritual. And then that way you can be kind and loving. Yes, that's true. But there's some fine prints. There's going to be some purging. And and here we encourage people and invite our listeners to embrace it all. And Sylvia, thank you for who you are, how you're showing up, and just saying yes, even times when you've been hesitant, saying yes when you just say, yes, I want to do it, before you can even think about it, saying yes, period. I really, really appreciate you.
I appreciate you also, and you're very welcome, and again, I thank you. There's one thing I just want to add, and I know you need to go.
Sure.
I have it on my Facebook page, and it's a little turtle on a skateboard, but it says, never discourage anyone who makes continual progress, no matter how slow. I like that.
Yes, yes. I'm stuck with the image. I got to go to your side. I'm stuck with the image of a turtle on a skateboard. Now, talk about learning another way.
Yeah. You know, his little feet barely touch the, you know, the cement to move him along, but he's using his claws. And sometimes it's a slow process. It's a lifelong process.
Yes,
it's a lifelong process.
And here's a metaphor. So when we're moving through life, allow God to be your skateboard.
Yes.
Allow God to be your skateboard. And just, okay, God, I'm just going to rest on the skateboard, and you do what you need to do.
Yep.
I don't see the post.
Thank
Where
you.
Is it, Sylvia? Where's the post? I'm looking for it. I'm on your page.
On
look at you,
phone,
you and your husband. Y'all all dressed up.
Oh, boy.
When did
where
you post
you?
It?
Let's see.
I'm on your personal page. Is
okay.
it on your personal page or your
fan It's
page?
On my personal page, and it's
okay.
pretty far down. It was posted
okay.
on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
so
Friday,
it's pretty
okay.
far down the page. Mm-hmm.
Oh, here he is. Okay. Oh,
yeah.
here you go. I see. I'm posted on my wall right now. Right now, right now. Let God be your skateboard.
Let God be your
Thank
skateboard.
Thank you,
Sylvia. Oh, you're
yes,
welcome.
Indeed.
Have a great week, okay?
I will. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ah, life is good. It's getting better. Go update or upgrade your skateboard. And then just say, you know what, God? I'm just going to take my house with me. I can't do this alone. I need to be free. Today we are reviewing, we're wrapping up the courage to live our own truth, the courage for you to live your own truth. Where are you? Are you feeling threatened by what's coming ahead of you? Are you at peace? Are you panicking? Wherever you are is wherever you are, you know. Because this journey of truth, this journey of self, knowing yourself, is an individual journey. Everybody else can support you and be your cheerleader, but you must walk this path alone. You must walk this path alone. Because and alone, it doesn't mean you're separate from everybody else. That's where you really get to know what you know. You know, Sylvia was talking about what happens, and we're this whole thing about self-worth, we got to learn. And I also add to that and say, you know, the things that were happening with your mother, with your parents, with those that were close to you when you were in the womb are part of your life story. So some of the things that you're living out, that you're feeling right now, you didn't even think that far. You were just part of what you marinated in when your mother was carrying you in the womb. And now you find yourself, you can't shake it, you're blaming yourself because I need to do this. No, you just need to be still and let God love you. You need to just surrender and recognize that there is so much more. There is so much more. This journey of knowing oneself, knowing truth, knowing who you are. Oh, it's a daily practice. It's a daily practice. And sometimes if you find yourself just can't quite figure it out, just take a breath. Just take a breath. And another one. And another one. The truth is, no matter how tragic or traumatic your life has been, you're still here. You're still here. You may not have a job. You may not have the money. You may not have the perfect relationship. You may not be where you want to be spiritually, but you are still here. I mean, that's worth celebrating. And there's going to be some times where you're living your truth. There's going to be some times where you just compromise, where you pimp yourself, where you don't tell the truth, where you lie. I did a show one time, we all lie, and that's the truth. Yeah, we have ways of lying. We may call it a little lie or call it white lie. It's still the same. But where you are is where you are. But what we're all seeking, what we want to experience is this peace, a sense of peace that helps us know, you know, no matter what we're going through or growing through, that we feel grounded. but it's an individual journey. We're going to take a musical break, and we're taking your calls, 347-426-3346. And we have one more distant healing gift to give away from Sylvia. So if you're interested, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Here's R. Kelly. Peace. That's what I'm praying for. All around the world, we're going to take a quick musical break, and I'll be right back.
The war has started. Light the candles right now. It's about to be darkened. Oh, yeah.
Ah, Kelly, that's right. Indeed. I love this song. Sing your peace down to us. Help us remember that we are it. We got to clear our mess so we can get the message. And when we catch the message, we can be the messenger of peace, the messenger of truth. R. Kelly, rkelly.com, r-kelly.com, r-kelly.com is his website. Ah, we're getting ready to release the show. Thank you, Tracy. Tracy, for what you're sharing in the chat room. Those of you listening on, online, those of you on the phone line, those of you listening to the archive. And I was talking about lying earlier. Electra said, yes, that's right. You also lie by omission. That's right. It's like, I'm just not going to say anything, even though you know you're supposed to open your mouth. You know, to say, that's not right. That's not right. But, you know, you are where you are, and it's about making, setting the intention to live your own truth. It's a journey, Tracy said in the chat room. She said, I'm really working diligently on my own truth, a constant process and progression. Indeed, we're never there. You're never there. You will never get it done. Even if you're living your passion and your purpose and you're doing everything, there's always going to be more, because God, divine intelligence, is always more. There's always more that is wanting to be revealed. And if you're open, it will try. It will just show up and reveal itself through as you. So if you're an open vessel, there's always going to be more. You're never going to get it done. There is no there. But if you really want to say there's there, I mean, even that, I mean, what I'm about to say, There's a time, I know I've gone through it, maybe it's just me, where you go through a phase in life where everything is perfect, you feel sort of grounded, you feel peaceful no matter what's going on. And then the next year, the next month, the next week, the next day, you just don't even know. You're feeling heavy. But you know what is really constant? What is constant is God, is goodness, is divine intelligence, that presence. That is everywhere, evenly present. Even when you're feeling joyful or feeling sad, God is right there. So your work, your responsibility is to just fall into, lean into, embody the spaciousness, the pure awareness that you are. And when you can always come back to that, that's the peace that you're looking for. And you get to be the peace that you seek. You get to bring it to work. You get to bring it into your relationship. You get to bring it to the boardroom and into the bedroom, rather than wait for others. Oh, there's so many of us. I've shared yesterday, I don't know, maybe on Twitter or something. Some of us just run our mouth. We got the opinion on everything, what people need to do, why they're doing this, and blah, blah, blah. But what is really needed is run to make a difference. Sometimes run to make a difference in your own life and stop running your mouth. Sometimes just stop running your mouth and just shut it up and sit still. And sit your you-know-what down and just listen. And then from that place of listening, you can express, external, press, push, squeeze. From that place of stillness, that place of receptivity, you can press out what needs to be said. You can be the place for what is seeking to be birthed. You can be the mother, the birther, the real birther of a divine idea, because you got still long enough. You felt the pain, you felt the contractions, you felt your body just changing, going through change, but you're holding on, and you're breathing and you're pushing. And you're breathing and you're pushing. You're not trying to make it look pretty. You just say, this is what it is. The courage to live your own truth. If there's anything I want to leave with you about this show, if there's one thing I want you to get from it, is to know that, really know, and if you don't, do your work. Where you are is right where you're supposed to be. And the freedom is embracing where you are, even the part of you that you don't like. Because really what you don't like is just belief system that you've made up, because you've compared yourself to others. The part of yourself that you struggle with, it's just thoughts, it's just beliefs. They could be changed. And if you're struggling, and even if you're not, make sure you join us tomorrow, because we're going to be talking about the biology of your beliefs. You can change it. And anything that you're moving through that is challenging you, ask God for you to see the lesson. Like someone said on Facebook, and I love it, they said, you know, when you be with the lesson and you look, you really just sit with it, you can get the blessings. So be the place where you get to experience the blessings. The blessings, that's the combination of blessings and lessons together. Become a place where blessings are being revealed. You are the place where people can learn about themselves. You can learn about yourself. And because you sat still long enough to receive the blessings, you can embrace the lessons of your life. I don't care how people try and package truth, spirituality, or their lives. Everybody got stuff they're moving through. And you play an important role in a divine plan. Very important. Don't take who you are for granted. Don't take your life for granted. And if you are, stop it. Just stop it. Stop comparing. Stop judging. And pray for your enemy. Because once you pray, you shift your consciousness. You get to be the healer of some for somebody else who's in pain because you really don't have an enemy. The person you call an enemy is really being a reflection for you to see where you're judging yourself. Because if you weren't judging yourself, what they did and what they said won't hurt. There's something about you that believes and accepts what they're saying is true, so we feel pain. And that goes across the board. So when someone is bold enough, courageous enough to reflect to you that you're judging yourself, yeah, you may start with, them, I can't stand them, they get on my nerve, the blah, 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 blah. I wish they blah, 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 blah. Now, come back and say to yourself, which part of that is true for me? Well, here's another one. When someone are being, when you find someone, when you're judging somebody else, when you're being critical, say to yourself, I am that. I am that. I am that that I judge. I am that that I praise. I am that that I hate. I am that that I love. I am the darkness. I am the light. I am the sinner. I am the saint. You say we are one. You say God is the only thing that's happening. God is everywhere, evenly present. And even if you don't believe in oneness, I encourage you to see that God is the only thing happening. Now, if you think, no, God is not the only thing happening, well, I don't know if I can help you. Because once you believe in another force separated from goodness, then you will live that out. No matter what you are going through, if you know that there is a force, there is a power, there is a presence that transcends all the other stuff that you're dealing with, you can, at the very least, keep hope alive. But after a while, you got to move from that. I'm grateful for you, for listening, for contributing to this show energetically, for your conversations in the chat room, for listening, for sharing the show, Colby, Cheryl, Silent Listeners, Spirit Seekers, Tracy, Electra, who else? Delisha, Rebecca, all these names ending in A. There are a lot of female names that end with A, you know. I've noticed that a long time ago. And you even go Ade, but it doesn't end with A. So they sound like A. Okay, wrap it up. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I want to tell you this real quick. Upcoming guest tomorrow, Dr. Bruce Lipton, the author of The Biology of Belief, and his latest book, The Spontaneous Evolution. We have Ricky Byers-Beckwith, Ricky Byers-Beckwith joining us December 18th. Celeste is starting the show December 16th. There's lots more. Bishop Carlton is coming back. We have a special show December 21st. So much going on. We'll tell you more as time does what time does. Be love. It's the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And allow the love to flow in and out of you. Be loved. Because we're really one, you know. We are one. Carly Jackson. Tell them. Tell them we're one. Peace out and peace in.
Do
Carly
you
Jackson.
See your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are. I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.